A word for you from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Last time I did raise the question that most Christians tend to ask, why was it that when I became a believer, I trusted in Jesus, I repented of my sins stopped, at least most of them, the big ones, the outward ones, they stopped, but why must I so struggle with these things which wrap itself around me, as it says in our text for today? It clings. And amazingly, the Lord doesn't say, I'm going to come and do it for you. You see, He has done it for us on Calvary. It is a complete, perfect salvation. And in His resurrection, His ascension, His intercession for us with the Father. And yet, He says here, you unwrap the sin which clings so closely. Very often, it is because of memories. It is the habit which has become character that is so difficult to change. The person who was always shy still remains shy to a point that that person, if he becomes a believer, might begin to sin with his shyness. His being such an introvert is so scared to speak to people. Well, in the same way, the extrovert also must unwrap his sin because he speaks too much. Now, memories are dangerous. It was said of a man in an Arizona circus in America. He used to train animals for movies, and somebody once asked him, how do you tie down a 6-ton elephant with the same sized stake that you use for a baby elephant? He answered, when they're babies, we stake them down. They pull and they tug thousands of times until they figure out they can't jerk loose. And at that point, the elephant's great memory kicks in, and they remember for the rest of their lives that they cannot pull away. The problem with us is very often, because of repetition, habits that were especially in the past life, we tend to remember things. And whenever the memory comes back, it pulls us in the wrong direction. Perhaps it's just a smell that reminds you of your past life. It might be a certain little piece of music that raises memories for you. God has forgiven, but you just cannot forget, it seems. And so, you're often pulled in the direction of sin because of memories. Now, don't be like the elephant. Jesus breaks even the memories of sin.